Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update for Friday, February 20th. A daytime shooting that left one person injured in a Braintree neighborhood was not a random incident. According to police, one person was sent to an area hospital for treatment of a gunshot wound after the shooting in the area of Skyline Drive at about 3:30 yesterday afternoon. The victim is being treated for non-life-threatening injuries. Police say the scene has been secured and there is no ongoing threat to the community. Investigators do not believe it was a random incident. Yesterday afternoon, police had asked the public to avoid the Skyline Drive area to allow emergency responders to operate safely and efficiently. The shooting remains an active and ongoing investigation. Braintree police are on alert after the department said they became aware of a takeover scheduled for tonight at the South Shore Plaza shopping mall. The planned takeover was advertised through a social media post, which stated that it would take place tonight at 7 o'clock. Officers were alerted to the post on Tuesday and issued a statement yesterday out of concern for the public safety. Police have developed an operational plan and will be coordinating with law enforcement partners to be prepared in case the takeover happens. They've also pledged to continue monitoring for information about the takeover and respond to it accordingly. Police did not provide further information about the planned takeover or related social media post. They appeared to be anticipating a similar scene to the street takeovers that have impacted several Massachusetts communities, also known as vehicle takeovers or car meetups. The incidents involve large crowds blocking off streets for car burnouts and donuts or drag racing. In early October, police in Boston, Fall River, Middleborough, Dedham, and Randolph all responded to similar incidents on the same night. In one instance, that meetup escalated when a crowd set a police cruiser on fire in the South End. Other incidents in West Roxbury, Fall River, and Randolph involved people lighting fireworks in the street and attacking police cruisers. Governor Healey later issued a $14 million safety grant to aid with prevention efforts. During an October 16th press conference, she condemned the meetups. Eight men with ties to the Brockton-based Harvard Street Gang and their Randolph-based affiliates have been arrested on federal drug trafficking and firearms charges. Police executed search warrants in Brockton, Randolph, and other cities across eastern Massachusetts and seized 25 guns and multiple kilograms of drugs. All eight men are currently in federal or state custody. According to court documents, the Harvard Street Gang has been under investigation since 2019. During that time, more than 20 leaders, members, and associates of the gang have been charged with state and federal drug trafficking and firearms crimes. Over 100 kilograms of drugs, including cocaine and fentanyl, and over 45 firearms, including machine guns, have been seized. According to court documents, the gang has been involved in violence, shootings, murders, and witness intimidation. At least six defendants have been sentenced to 10 years or more in federal prison. One member who was convicted after trial was sentenced to 32 years in prison. The investigation showed the gang and their Randolph affiliates work cooperatively to distribute drugs such as cocaine and fentanyl throughout the Brockton and Randolph areas. Busy night on tap for the Quincy City Council on Monday night. The Rules Committee will meet at 6:30 to discuss a plan to establish public participation procedures for City Council meetings. The Ordinance Committee will meet at 7 o'clock to discuss a proposal to strengthen the powers of the City Auditor. And then the full council convenes at 7:30 and will be asked by the mayor's office to allocate over $2.6 million to purchase new firefighter gear that does not contain cancer-causing forever chemicals. Councilors are also expected to discuss resolutions calling for transparency in how the city spent its American Rescue Plan funds and requesting an update on the theft of $3.5 million from the Quincy Pension Fund. South Station commuters are still working through technical issues with the new fare gates that were meant to make traveling to and from Boston's downtown more efficient. The fare gates were just installed in the fall and opened on December 30th. They were taken out of service due to a snowstorm earlier this month. Yesterday morning, commuters arrived to find many closed off again. The issue with the gates first came to light in early February due to the extreme cold. But now, Keolis, the operator of the commuter rail, says wind is also a factor. Keolis says M-ticket activations among passengers traveling to or from South Station are up 42% compared to a year ago. The final testing phase for the South Station gates resumed earlier this month. During that period, some gates were temporarily out of service. Passengers can still access all tracks through the available gates. The same process occurred when the gates were installed at North Station. At South Station, the gates were designed and positioned in consideration of weather impacts. However, recent storms have demonstrated that wind is a significant environmental factor in the new space at South Station, and alternative options to the gate covers are being assessed to protect the equipment from wind-driven rain and snow. In the meantime, the gates in the specific area at South Station will be covered during rain or snow to protect the infrastructure. Quincy City Clerk Nicole Crispo is reminding Quincy residents to return their city census forms as soon as possible. The forms went out in the mail 2 weeks ago, and Crispo says the information is vital to make sure the city is getting appropriate state and local funding. Crispo says the names of minors are not included on the forms. However, she encourages residents to fill in the names and birth dates of children on the forms before returning them in the postage-paid return envelopes. Well, you may have noticed some telephone poles flying through the air around the Broadmeadows Marsh in Quincy this week. National Grid's been using a helicopter to remove 13 wooden utility poles within the Broadmeadows Marsh, Passanagesset Park area. As part of the C Street reconstruction project, National Grid says the poles are no longer needed now that the electrical system has been placed underground. Crews from Asplund Construction and JBI Helicopter removed the poles to a specified area where they will be collected. National Grid says a helicopter was used to minimize the negative impacts on the environment. Walking trails through Broadmeadows were closed during the project. Massachusetts lawmakers are reacting after former Prince Andrew was arrested and later released on suspicion of misconduct in public office. Andrew Mountbatten Windsor was arrested early yesterday at his home by detectives investigating his ties to the late Jeffrey Epstein. Police said they had finished searching Windsor's home but were still searching another property. He was released under investigation, meaning he has neither been charged nor exonerated. Congressman Stephen Lynch is a senior member of the House Oversight Committee, which is investigating the Epstein files. Lynch said the British government is following the evidence and the law, while the U.S. government does nothing. Lynch went on to say that U.S. Attorney General Pam Bondi is defending and obstructing the investigation. He said it's up to Congress to fight to get the Epstein files and other information disclosed. Congressman Jake Auchincloss said the files have been overly redacted to protect the powerful and have purposefully revealed victims' names. Classical guitarist Fred Springer will perform a free concert on Saturday at 4 p.m. at St. Chrysostom's Episcopal Church on Hancock Street in Wollaston. The performance is called Encounter, Music for Here and Now. Quincy Asian Resources will host the 38th Annual Lunar New Year Festival on Sunday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. at North Quincy High School. The Lion Dance Ceremony begins at noon. Admission is free. 2026 is the year of the horse. The Quincy Symphony Orchestra presents a classical concert Sunday at 2:30 in the auditorium at Quincy High School. Admission is free. This Sunday is the last day for the free skating rink at Kilroy Square in Quincy Center. The rink is open today, tomorrow, and Sunday, weather permitting, from 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. It will close for the season on Sunday night. Check of business news. Stocks are down. The Dow lost 267 points. The NASDAQ dropped 70. The S&P fell 19. Shares were mixed in Asia. The dollar rose. The euro was down. Oil at $66 a barrel. Sports. Celtics beat the Golden State Warriors 121 to 110. And they stay out on the West Coast and play the Lakers Sunday at 6:30. Forecast from the National Weather Service today, cloudy with a wintry mix and high of 38. Snow tonight accumulating 1 to 3 inches with a low of 25. Tomorrow, snow showers, flurries with a high of 33. Scattered snow showers on Sunday, the high of 35. And some snow expected on Monday, the high of 34. The marine forecast calling for a southeast winds 5 to 10 knots, becoming easterly 10 to 15, 1 to 2 foot waves, high tide 1:14 p.m. Sunrise 6:32, sets at 5:22. Traffic note, the Four River Bridge is scheduled to open 10 o'clock this morning. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update for Friday, February 20th.